What then, you ask, is she only such through the perception of those who pursue her? She is such not from their perception alone, but by nature as well. Here's my rationale. If one path had been entirely painful, while the other completely the opposite, then it would somewhat plausible for some people to say that the latter was easier than the former. But if both paths begin, one in hardship, the other in pleasure, but their respective endings differ greatly, with one ending in infinite pleasure and the other in infinite burden, tell me, which is the easier choice?